Today's devotion is entitled, We Don't Fight Alone, by Pastor Eric Goss of Cross Yorkville. This year is shaping up to be another tremendous year. This fall and upcoming year will look and feel a lot more like the school and church ministries to which we are accustomed. It doesn't mean the year won't have its challenges. In fact, every year has its challenges. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 reads, Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That is right. The devil is actively prowling for someone to devour. Rest assured, he isn't looking to attack the unbelievers and the ungodly. He is looking to attack the followers of Christ. The devil is looking to deceive, distract, and destroy the children of God away from the will of God. Jesus reminds us that we are never fighting our enemy, the devil, alone. God is with us. The power of the Holy Spirit is within us and at our full disposal. Jesus himself has already declared the victory for all who believe. What this means is that there are many challenges in the world, most of them brought on by sin, selfishness, and the devil. These challenges are frequently an attempt to take our focus away from the thing that matters most. What matters most is that the saving good news, the gospel of Jesus, be shared and lived out for all people. All people. This fall and the upcoming year could be one of the most challenging in recent memory. Our desire to be done with the pandemic is being tested by the lingering questions of that worldwide pandemic. This is only a distraction of the evil one. Masks or no masks, COVID or no COVID, the world still needs a Savior. I still need a Savior. Thanks be to God, He gave us that Savior. Praise be to Jesus that He is that Savior. Blessings to you and to all of God's children, that nothing would distract us from being and sharing the light of Christ to the world and one another, no matter what. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Romans 8:11.